This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. When the Western Illinois University Board of Trustees met early this month, Chairperson Polly Radosh warned the COVID-19 crisis is saddling Western with a new set of budget challenges.
While we had been on track for a budget that did not include any of the cuts that had deeply wounded the campus in recent years, we will once again begin austerity measures to get us through.
I talked to two of the university's top administrators to ask what austerity measures might be in the offing. Interim President Martin Abraham and Budget Director Letitia Trepak say much is still unknown, so it's too soon to decide what might be necessary.
The first step in this process is to try and find out what is feasible and what is possible. We've already instituted a very hard spending freeze, and so we're not spending a lot of money at the moment, but of course that's also natural because of the way the pandemic has been playing out, that there's just not a lot of spending going on campus. But going down the road, we really just don't know what the situation is going to be, and at this stage are looking to gain more information from our employees, from our unions, to see what might be possible in terms of potential budget savings, so that when the state comes forward with its budget, we're prepared at that point to begin to take further action if it's necessary.
Are you asking for anything in particular, anything specific from unions, from employee groups?
We are not at this time. The situation that we're in is the same situation we've been in for most of the fiscal year. We still believe that we, even with all the challenges we've had with the pandemic, we still believe that we have a chance to close the year in the black. And so we feel like we were in better financial shape going into this crisis than we had been historically. But the crisis is costing us money in ways that we weren't anticipating. And we know that the state is having challenges because of lost revenue as well. And that will significantly impact our fiscal 21, or I should say that we expect that could significantly impact our fiscal 21 budget. And we are still very dependent on appropriations from the state. We have recovered in terms of operating, but not to the extent that we have anything in reserve that we can utilize in the event that we get a significant cutback from the state.
So you're not asking unions or employee groups to commit to specific cuts. You're asking what might be possible based on whatever might come from the state eventually.
That's exactly correct.
Letitia, what is it going to take for Western to finish this current fiscal year in the black?
And as far as the income fund and our state appropriated resources, we just have to continue doing what we're doing, and that's holding the line on spending.
In what sort of ways is Western holding the line on spending?
All expenditures must require approval. So they're being evaluated at the vice president and president level to be determined as truly essential, meaning we could not operate without the expense.
Has Western been talking much with its state legislators? Do they have any, and if so, do they have any feel for what we might expect from the state budget?
The feel from what we might expect from the state budget is cuts anywhere between 0% and 35%. So that's a huge range, obviously. We're hoping for 0, but we don't really know at this point.
That's Western Illinois University Interim President Martin Abraham, who's urging people not to panic. When it comes to next fiscal year's budget, Abraham says Western is planning for the worst while hoping for the best. Abraham was joined by WIU Budget Director Letitia Trepak in discussing budget challenges brought on by the COVID-19 crisis. Rich Ugger reporting.